So Ari, otherwise known as Benayahu ben Yehoyada from this point on, why does he take the Kesef Mishnah for us? So we have Akasha from the Ravid, and the question is, how much of Akasha is it really? So let's take a look. So Pasav Ravid Kashli Avner Ba'inyan. Yochanan Din Sanhedrin, right? That's the issue. It's the same din that the Sanhedrin would have come up with. It really sounds like, right? And this is the psak that we would assume that Rashi has, that Rabbi Yonah son ben Shaul would hold that Avner was really Chayav Misa. And so Yoav got him first, but it's no different than the Beis Din would have done. So what in the world is Rambam saying? Masha Ein Kein Bi Yisrael. And by the way, he said it a lot earlier in the Yad HaChazaka, right, in Hilchos Rotzeach, Aval Ein Bezdim Amisino. So, hence the Rosh and the Tur threw up their hands, right? Like, what is he saying? So maybe the Ravid is really on board with that whole line of critique. So, my time, Makatil Tele Asoel. So, Hay Lechalatzi Lo Be'achan Me'varav. Yachilileh, right? His response is that it was not possible for me to do so. I couldn't save myself by killing Asael, by maiming Asael or wounding him. Oh. So the Kesef Mishnah says, if we're being honest, it seems like the Gemara is, you know, taking the side of the Ravid, right? It certainly seems that way. Pashto Shomai Merzeh Mora Kedivrei Ravid. That's the pshat, like the Ravid said, because it's Dano Din Sanhedrin. So that's clearly, or so it would seem, what the Ravid meant when he said Kashle Avner, based on the Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Tes that, you know, we're learning. Okay. Oh, so in the Gemara says, Danu Din Sanhedrin, it's a melitza, it's a euphemism, it's an idiom, but it's not really what the Sanhedrin would have done. Umay de kamer she Danu Din Sanhedrin lav din gamar ka'amar. Kadiyek kimo. Yesmachta biyamahu. They say that it has to be so. Right, so it's not like, you know, Hasra, Edim, there are requirements for, you know, Misas Bezdin. So don't tell me that, like, you know, when Yoav killed Avner, it was an actual Misa Bezdin. First of all, you know, he's not like a court of 23. Saying, where's the Edim? Where's, you know, the Hasra? So it can't be taken absolutely literally. Right. We don't see any Hasra either. There's no Edim, right, who are testifying to this fact. We don't see that there's any Hasra. There's nobody, like, who is standing by the side of the road saying, hey, Avner, if you do the reverse, you know, Dofen Chamishis move, you know, we're going to hold you accountable for murder. That didn't happen. So what do you mean, Din Sanhedrin? It's not like the Beis Din would have killed him anyway. There's procedural issues. There's Edim, there's Hasra, there's due process. Okay? Leikum Beitina Veliktele La'avner. So you're saying, you're telling me that this would actually stand in a court of law? Even if it's a logical svara where, you know, Yoav says about Avner, look, if you could aim for the junction point between his liver and his gallbladder, presumably you could have got him in the leg. It's like Bezdin puts people to death based on these estimations. That's the whole point of Hasra, is Kedei L'Havchin Min Shogig L'Mezid. It has to be absolutely incontrovertible that there was intent to kill. There's a very strong likelihood, but that's not the same as incontrovertible evidence, right, Kivi? I mean, it's clearly different. It's a svara. That's why we require a hasra. When you say, you know, it looks like you're about to to kill somebody, as we discussed. Maybe there is no hasra by a mais, and there is no hasra by a maisa hatsala for that reason. You know that if you do that, you're chayiv misa, you know, lo tirtzach, and you'll be chayiv hereg. And the person says, Amanas kenani osa. It's not even enough if they nod their head, because we need to know that this person knows exactly what they're doing. And we don't have anything approaching that kind of a certitude here. So the Kesef Mishnah is saying, there's no Edim, there's no Hasra, there's no due process. So don't take the Gemara that seriously. The Gemara, on the surface level, seems like the Ravid, Shadano Din Sanhedrin, that he was carrying out a Maisa Bezdin, was Yoav when he killed Amner, but the reality is very far from that. Because a Bezdin would have never been able to implement Misa in such a situation. So we have no evidence from the Gemara, no core evidence from the Gemara, that this is what a Bezdin would do. Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah doing what he does, defending the Rambam. Elal Karachach, lo hayem echuyav Misa min adin. So now the shoe is going to be on the other foot. So if that's really true, so that's the funny thing about the sugya. Once you exonerate one, you're sort of implicating the other. So now what's going to be difficult to understand? If that's really true, so then why in the world did Shlomo let Yoav off the hook? He was acting inappropriately. And again, you could read that like Rashi is saying, all right, you're Pater. You acted, you know, within the halacha. Lo mishum shenis paiso bo'osatayna. It wasn't like Shlomo was really satisfied. He wasn't convinced. Perfect. But there were other things to get to. He could just as easily get Yoav on other charges. And so this point, yes, we'll get to you in a second, being a more debatable point, Shlomo moved on from there. Amar lo kein, v'seda, and I can prove it. So now the Kesef Mishnah has a very strong point. And he says, right, that when David HaMelech spoke to Shlomo and told him that Yoav, you know, deserved to die because he killed two righteous people, it would be very bizarre for David to describe Avner as a righteous person if he was a murderer. Even if he was a murderer that was L'shitas HaRambam beyond the reach of Bezdin. You're Shovich Damim and you're Chayiv Misa, Aval Ein Bezdin Mimisano, so you wouldn't describe that person as a murderer. Even if you're trying to raise funds from them, you probably wouldn't you wouldn't describe them as a tzaddik, even if you were trying to, like, you know, honor them at a dinner or something, you know, with all the hyperbole that goes on. That you still wouldn't, you know, call the person a tzaddik. So, you know, the assumption is, right, that David and Shlomo had concluded that Avner had not acted murderously. And they're not convinced by Yoav's argument, you know, based on the sheet of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. And we'll talk about why that might be. Remember, Rambam doesn't know Rashi and Nikkel. We could go back to the Svara we said, that there's a chiluk between a third-party matzil and the Nirdaf himself. Maybe Avner was totally within his rights. He tried to get him to stop, but at some point, okay. So the vidaiti gam harayvid. You have to love it. So now he's so thoroughly defending the Rambam that he says, "Oh, really? The Ravid agrees. Okay, gotta love it." It's a really fascinating deal. So what's Ari the Kesef Mishnah trying to say? The Ravid didn't say that the Rambam was wrong.
He's just saying it.
Just saying that Gemara could be a difficulty. Now, if he really wanted to disagree with the Rambam, he would have said, Ze'eno. You know, because it is true, the Rava doesn't hesitate to tell, say the Rambam didn't know what he was talking about. Obviously, though, the Rava very much believed the Rambam knew what he was talking about. Otherwise, he wouldn't have taken the time to review his Sefer so carefully. It wasn't like the Rava was doing that, just as a book review. So, this is a fascinating idea. He's not the only one who's going to say this, right? So he says, if he really meant to be cholik on the Rambam, he would have said, Zeino Shari Avner Nerag Shaila Lahatzil Velo Hitzil. But he just said, Kashalei Avner. So it must be that the Rambam is so obviously right about this that even the Ravid couldn't disagree, certainly not that strongly. It just says, we have some work to do to explain, that Gemara in Memtas when it says, Dano Din Sanhedrin. But surely the Rambam has the answers to our problems. Okay. Vadai Hirgish, the Ravid knew full well, the Yochol. Right. So the Ravid already anticipated surely all of the answers that we, Kesef Mishnah, had suggested. Okay. Umikol Makom. Tamihani al Ravid, of course, it ends with the Kasha and the Ravid. Perek Aleph, Mehilchos Rotzeach. Mashakas of Khan. So this is a very fascinating question, and it's an answer, and Yassi, I know you're on deck, but it's something that we have to really wonder about. So what's the thrust, Ariel, of the final question against the Ravid in the Kesef Mishnah? Exactly. We have 14 works, volumes in the Yad HaChazaka. Each of them has their own integrity to them. Mada, Ahava, all the way to Mishpatim and Shoftim at the end. And, we have number 11, volume 11, Nizikin, Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. And then we have, volume 14, Sefer Shoftim, where we have, amongst other things, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Hilchos Eidos, Hilchos Mamrim, Hilchos Avel, and Hilchos Melachim, where the laws of Ben Noach are dealt with at the end of the Yad HaChazaka. And he says, what is strange to me about the Ravid is if he wanted to point out that this Gemara was a difficulty in Shitas HaRambam, which he acknowledges that at least superficially, it is a difficulty. Shadano Din Sanhedrin, implying that Bezdin would actually be Mamis Avner in such a situation, which the Kesef Mishnah, as we know, doesn't for a minute believe, and thinks the Rambam is fully justified, and to the point where he believed that the Ravid really agreed with the Rambam. But he said, if he was going to bring up the issue, why didn't he do it earlier, when the Rambam first paskins, Kol HaYochol LaHatzil Be'echad Me'ivarav V'lo Tarach, right? Hareza Shofech Damim V'chayev Misa V'ein Bezdin Me'misin Oso. Why didn't he say, Kasha Lei Avner? And what's his answer? What's the Kesef Mishnah's answer for the Ravid, Shimon?
He's relying on what he wrote over here, right? To kind of go back on the Rambam.
Right. Now, why is that strange?
He would think he would make the comment the first time the issue comes up, and then if he were to have this relying situation, he would rely on what he wrote earlier, go on what the Rambam writes later.
Right. You said that very diplomatically. Correctly, but also very diplomatically. When an issue comes up twice and you write about it the first time and not the second time, you could say, okay, I'm relying on the fact that the person remembers what I said. If you write about it the second time and not the first time, you don't call that relying on, right? It would require the reader to be a prophet. It's an incredibly strange explanation. So So there are a number of very difficult points in this case of Mishnah. We have to be honest about that. I think one of the very, very difficult points is the idea that the Raivid didn't mean to argue. I acknowledge that Kasha Le'Avner is not the most vociferous formulation the Raivid ever used in his life. But last time we checked, the Raivid doesn't really write Hasagos against the Rambam to point out that maybe there's one Gemara that doesn't quite align with this. Not that I'm so bothered by it, I'm just pointing it out for your general edification. They're the Hasagos HaRaivid. It's a critique. Second of all, and relatedly, it's absolutely bizarre that he would have done it in Hilchos Melachim and not in Hilchos Rotzeach, and just had a reliance principle. That doesn't seem to make sense. It's clear that there's something about Hilchos Rotzeach that the Raivid could accept, and something about Hilchos Melachim that the Raivid could not. The question is what that is. But this case of Mishnah, don't take it from me, but the subsequent notes of Kalim say it's very much bedochak. These are very difficult svaros. Now, the one part which I think is very legitimate is to say that the Rambam wasn't moved by that expression in the Gemara, Shadano Din Sanhedrin. I think it is entirely reasonable to assume that the Rambam looked at that Gemara and said, a Beis Din would never really do this, but that Yoav felt that he was acting lawfully within his rights for whatever reason. After all, the Rambam says the person is Chayiv Misa. Beis Din's not going to put him to death, but maybe somebody else can. That, I think, is totally plausible, believable. The other parts of the Kesef Mishnah, I think we have to be honest, are highly strained. Highly strained. Okay, yes, go ahead. Well, he wanted to see that. I think is fair, in the following way. If you say to somebody, hopefully this doesn't come up too practically, but if you say to somebody, hi. So if you say to somebody, and yes, it is today, hopefully it's not so practical, why did you kill that person? And the person says, because I wanted to, that's a very different kind of response than a person coming up with a justification that's rooted in some kind of, halachic source. So, again, it wasn't like Shlomo needed to win this machlokes with Yoav to carry out his father's wishes that Yoav be put to death.
So then why bring up the machlokes at all? If you have better points you can make, sort of say.
Well, he was going, in chronological order.
So then why give up on it then?
He knew he had him dead to rights altogether, but he wanted to go through the situation. So that I'm not bothered by. I could see that happening. A person did three things that were, committed three acts of murder not to, your father's liking. And they were Avner, Amasa, and Avshalom, and for very different reasons. And Avner is the most controversial. I could see your point that you wouldn't bring it up. On the other hand, you might bring it up, hear what he had to say about it, did totally disagree, and feel that Avner was justified in his actions, possibly, Or, even if Avner wasn't justified, two wrongs don't make a right. Yoav wasn't justified either, and then move on. So that, I think, is a plausible thing. If I'm going to hold anything over the Kesef Mishnah, it's going to be, number one, you know, his contention that the Ravid isn't really masig on the Rambam, and just is, you know, raising this as an issue. The second point is that the idea that the Ravid has a reliance, you know, on something, you know, later in the Yadah Chazakah seems very bizarre to me. Those, I think, are the two burning questions. Yeah,
I don't really agree with this too much, but maybe... you could, like, answer...
If we don't like it, we'll blame it on Avi Rosenberg.
But maybe the Ravid's question can be answered with, like, the Kesef Mishnah's, what Kesef Mishnah said earlier, that Naragalav means Naragalav, like, from Mina Shemayim. So the Ravid is saying over here, how can Avner have died? Because we know, like, with Rashi, the quotes, the story about what happens to a person who, like, killed the shogeg, or versus someone who killed the mezid, they don't know, so Hashem brings them to, like, a ladder, and then one falls
right
down.
Right, Megadlin's close to the Zakai, right.
Yeah, so maybe, like,
the Mashal HaKadmoni.
Maybe Rabbi's saying over here, how could Avner have died if he wasn't actually, if he wasn't going to be, Enon Naragalav, so if he wasn't Chaim Yisav Bidei Shamayim, how could Hashem have allowed Yoav to kill Avner if it seems over here that it wouldn't be
Narav? So no, Kashalei Avner, not in terms of that one line in the Gemara of Dano Din Sanhedrin, but just, you know, the general story of Avner.
How could Hashem have allowed Avner to die?
But again, the reason that I have difficulty with that, if that's really what the Ravid meant, so then I would say, then the Rambam would say, that's exactly my point. That's why I'm saying it, these Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim.
No,
it worked out perfectly.
If this is what Naragalav means, like, why would Rambam say over here, Naragalav, Mashain can be Israel?
Mashain can be Israel means that Bezdin doesn't put him to death, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds other ways to put him to death. There are crocodiles, there are drone strikes, there are, sadly, earthquakes, and there are Yoavs who are, what, you know, walking around the world, you know? They kill people, like, you know, every Monday and Thursday.
Why didn't Rambam just write, like,
Well, the Kesef Mishnah is arguing that's what he really means to say. I'm not saying that's what the Rambam means.
Yeah.
The Kesef Mishnah put those words into the Rambam, but he says, Chayef Misa, that doesn't just to me sound like Chayef Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's Chayef Misa, but Bezdin's not going to do it. There is such a thing in Halacha, saying this is Halacha Vein Morin Kain, right? We just saw the example, right, the Yerushalmi and Thrumo, so the Rambam says, you know, he thinks in a situation like the Reish Lakish situation of Chayev Misa Kesheva Ben Bechri, and nonetheless, we wouldn't tell people to do this L'chatchila. Bezdin doesn't have to take up every case. So, I agree with Avi Cohn against Avi Rosenberg. Okay, so let's take a look at the Mishnah L'melech. This is Reb Yehuda Rosenim. He was, speaking of earthquakes, you know, one of the great Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, famed for his very lengthy pieces. I think Rav Yashiv, I once said that he had two taivas in the Olam Hazat. One of them, I forgot what the first one was, but one of them was to skip Mishnah L'melech. You know, but he controlled himself. A very common taiva that we hear about. 1657 to 1737, I believe. Let's get the Mishnah L'melech, and then let's at least try to get the Radvaz in as well. Okay. So he throws up his hands on the Rambam. What is he talking about? You know, if this is Naragalav, so it's Naragalav. And by the way, it sounds like, you know, that's what the Ravid was trying to say, Kashalei Avner. Right? That we have a halacha, Nitan Atzilo Be'achan Me'evarav, V'harago, right? Naragalav, he's Chayiv Misa. And Dano Din Sanhedrin. That's what the Sanhedrin themselves would have done had they gotten around to it. Now, maybe for technical reasons, the Sanhedrin wasn't in a position to do it. Maybe for some of the reasons that the Kesef Mishnah talked about. Maybe because there were no Eidim. Maybe there's no Hasra. Whatever it is. But, you know, had the technical requirements been satisfied, who knows? Maybe Bezdin would have done it. Now, in fairness, you know, the fact that David calls Avner a Tzaddik doesn't sound that way. But in any event, that's the tour. And we should assume, until proven otherwise, that that's the Ravid. Su'umaranzal.
Simon is a kasa, or
Okay, very good. So this is what we saw in the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, right, says that, you know, there's no problem here at all, because how in the world could you have Misas Besdin, since, as we saw, Lo Shayach Bei Hasra, right? And we said maybe that's a practical din, or maybe that's a fundamental din, right? Me'ach Hashenu Miskavin Elahatzil. And the Mishnah Lamelech has something very fascinating. And he says, Utzvarav, the Kesef Mishnah, Tzrichin Talmud. When the Kesef Mishnah said, as we learned yesterday, right, that there's no Shaychus of Hasra, we would say, Dvarav, Tzrichin Talmud. What does that mean? So I would say, that's why we're here. That's what we've been trying to do this week. Utzvarav, Tzrichin Talmud. We really need to try to understand what it means that there's no hasra'a on a maisa hatzala. Is that a practical issue? Is that a fundamental issue? So, the Mishnah Lamelech seems, right, subtly to be pushing things in the direction of the tour slash ravid slash rush. The Rambam is really gehakt at tzaras here. He's in a bad way. This is what the Rav would say, you know. The Rambam is surrounded on all sides. The forces are closing in. The rush, the tour, the ravid. They're laying down artillery fire on the Rambam. He's calling in for close air support. It's not forthcoming. The Rambam's position is becoming more tenuous by the moment. The Kesef Mishnah tried to, you know, run an extraction mission. Didn't go so well. He argued the Ravid wasn't really attacking the Rambam. We're not so convinced. So let's see. So we have the Red Faz. Let's see if he can come to the rescue. So let's be very clear. According to Rashi, that applies equally to a third party as much as it does to the near death himself. There's a very high standard. Okay? Right, so we're a little bit grateful that he already says that the Ravid is, you know, masig, okay? So, well, let's see where this goes. Kavanasa lomar. Okay, so let's pause there for a second, because this is very, very, very significant. So Rav Vaz is saying that the Ravid appears to be Masig, right? Kash le'Avner, that this should be the Din B'Yisrael. We really do Paskin like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. So let's just pause here for a second. What have we gained so far in terms of understanding something that was very problematic in the Kesef Mishnah? There's something about the formulation of the Rav Vaz that may be helpful to us. Micah? Excellent! Micah! Beautiful. So that the Ravid wasn't Masig in the 11th volume of the Yad HaChazak in Hilchos Ratzeach in Perek Aleph, because there the Rambam just laid out, again, admittedly a strange halacha, Ein Bezdin Mimisin Oso. Okay? And that caught everybody's attention, the tour and the rush, and presumably the Ravid. But the Ravid waited for the Rambam to explicitly say, yes for Ben Noach, but no for Yisrael, Masha Ein Kein Be Yisrael, and that formulation set him off, and he said, but that's not the din. And we know that from the fact that Yoav put Avner to death, Vidano Din Sanhedrin. So we may have a beginning of an explanation here, right? This is a lot more satisfying. I'm not sure it's 100% satisfying, but it's a lot more satisfying than saying there's a reliance on something that would come later. That's not reliance, that's prophecy. Okay, so far so good. V'kashya leitim kain. Right? So the same question that we had before Yossi, this is what you were working with also. If you really believe that this is the case, right? Right, in the end of the day, what they got Yoav for had nothing to do with Avner. And it doesn't sound like it even had anything to do with Amasa or Avshalom. They got him for the fact that he joined the rebellion of Adoniyahu, Samorid ben Malchus. And none other than Benayahu ben Yehoyada, you know, put him to death right then and there. Okay, and we know that for Misa's best and to be implemented, you need due process, right? It can't be an umdana, like something along the lines of we totally believe that you would have been able to maim him and not kill him, and there have to be edim and hasra. So what is this whole business of dano din Sanhedrin? Perikama, the Ritzeach, Hashemir, Snevish, Akasav, Kal Yach, Lahatsa, Bechan, Mebar, Vilo Tarach, Bekach, Halahitzil, Benafshal, Sharode, Baraga, Reza, Shofichtam, and Vachayev Misa, Vil Ain Bezdin, and Misa, no so. So here comes the coup de grave, and Nira Lee. So the Radva says something striking. That the Ravid himself was conflicted. The Ravid himself, in Vilav, Rafya Biyade. Yes and no, back and forth. He himself was uncertain of what to make of the Gemara. The first time the Rambam mentioned it, therefore, he let it slide. Because he could see why the Rambam was saying that. Ain bezdin mimisin oso. He could see where the Rambam would come up with such a psak. Whether it was based on the kind of a svara of the Kesef Mishnah, that there would never really be hasra, or hasra is in shayach, or how can you use an umdana in Dinei Nefashos? How can you possibly say something along the lines of, well, we're really sure that you could have maimed the guy and not killed him? So he let it slide. But sometimes in life, you can let it slide the first time, but when the Rambam said so dispositively, this was Micah's Hayara, and I totally agree, Masha'ein kein be Yisrael. For that, the Rav was too much for the Ravid. And that put him over the top, and he said, Kashya le'avner. Unlike me, who's misupuk about it, the Ravid is saying, I wouldn't know what to say exactly, how Besdin would handle such a case. After all, dano din Sanhedrin, it sounds like Sanhedrin might go after such a case. The Rambam is so emphatic about it, I'm going to point out Kasha le'Avner. In which case, maybe the Radvaz has to some extent redeemed the Kesef Mishnah. Now the Kesef Mishnah, it seemed very, very dachuk. And he says, oh, the Ravid's not really arguing, he's just pointing out that there's a difficult Gemara. I found that very hard to believe. But if we can sort of like modify that slightly and say, no, the Ravid is arguing. What he means to say is that it's not so clear. Right? Sometimes you could be very passionate about the idea that something is unclear. If somebody came to me and said, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that what's going on in Eretz Yisrael today is, you know, going to lead to the ultimate geula, I would say I'm absolutely convinced that it's not provable. that there's literally no way of knowing. I surely hope so. There's some very wonderful developments. There are some less wonderful things that go on. And we daven. I would be very passionate about the idea of don't say things that you can't be absolutely sure of. Which is basically what the Radvaz thinks that the Ravid was trying to say. We have all this mixed evidence. One second, I'm going to give the general the last word just to get this in. There's mixed evidence in the Gemara. Sometimes the evidence really is mixed. On the one hand, Shlomo really did say to Yoav, as Yossi was pointing out, Zil Avner, maybe it was legitimate. Rashi took it that way. Dano Din Sanhedrin sounds that way. On the other hand, it's hard to see how a Sanhedrin could actually carry out such a halacha, whether it's the absence of Hasra or the fact that it's an umdana in the end of the day. So the evidence is very mixed. So maybe the Ravid's point is to say, you know, Rambam, why are you so sure of yourself? So the Ravid, totally, this is Micah's Hera. The Ravid could totally live with the Rambam saying, Abel ein bezdin mimisin oso. Maybe for these reasons, because he said, you know, what would be the Hechi Timtzi where Bezdin could be Mamis? Would you really have a Hasra in that case? Could you be absolutely certain that the person who used excessive force really, you know, could have saved himself otherwise, or saved the other person otherwise? So, Ein Bezdin Mamisin oso. It's a more moderate formulation. Right? But to say that B'nai Noach will kill people in this situation, or put people to death, I should say, Masha ain came to be Yisrael, when the Ravid thought, you know, it could really go either way, that was too much for him. That I could see. I could see that. I could see a person not reacting the first time and reacting the second time. So that seems to me a much more plausible answer for the Ravid than what the Kesef Mishnah was suggesting, that, oh, he just assumed that you'd, you know, make your way to the 14th volume of somebody else's Sefer and see his critique there. It's one thing if it's your book. You could be really convinced that everybody's going to read it to the end. Let me give you the last word, General. Then we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Melachim. Yes. Which is what the Radvaz wants to say.
He clearly said, I don't know. He just asks a question.
Good. So I think you have a very fair point. Admittedly, in the broader context of all of the Ravid's Hasagos and the Rambam, this is a more tame formulation. So it's not inconceivable to me that this is the Ravid's way of saying, you know, why are you being so sure of this, Kash Le'avner? But you're right. I think there's more work to be done. We're not done yet. I have plenty more to say about this. So hopefully that will be tomorrow. Now, just in terms of